Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonant 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives repeatedly. Let's think about this. Sorrowing I shall be in spirit, till released from flesh and sin. 2 Corinthians 7:10. For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation, without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. Praise God that our sorrow over our sin has a purpose. It leads us to eternal life. Yet from what I do inherit, hear thy praises, I'll begin. Ephesians 1:13a and 14. In him you also were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. Give praise to God right here and right now for the guarantee of our inheritance, the Holy Spirit. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come. 1 Samuel 7:12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up, and called its name Ebenezer, for he said, till now the Lord has helped us. You have not always realized it, but the Lord has always been helping you. Build an altar with your worship right now to acknowledge his help throughout your life. And I hope, by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Hebrews 11:16. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Thank Jesus that he has gone to prepare a place for us, and ask him to give you a growing desire to be there with him. Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or listen to what he's saying to you, and then I'll read our text once more. Sorrowing I shall be in spirit, till released from flesh and sin. Yet from what I do inherit, hear thy praises, I'll begin. Here I raise my Ebenezer. Here by thy great help I've come. And I hope, by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.